minutes, and we'll move immediately to Jean Benoit. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, hello everyone. So, unlike you and me, plants are continuously exposed to environmental stress. And this is mostly because they are sessile organisms, or if you prefer, because they don't move. So, in order to survive, the plants have developed many mechanisms, okay, that allow them to tolerate these stress conditions. So we actually know these days that most of these mechanisms rely heavily on the modulation of gene expression. So when the plant sense the stress, there will be some gene that will be turned on and some gene that will be turned off. And these days, we recently discovered that the chromatin structure has an important role to play in gene expression. So the chromatin is a structure, okay, that is built of repeating nucleosome subunits. And nucleosome subunits are basically DNA, okay, the genetic information that is wrapped around histone proteins. And if we look a little bit more closely to one of these structures, you will see that the protein here that form the core of the nucleosome, okay, the histone proteins here, all have tails. And these tails are really, really, really important because they can all get modified. And also the DNA that is wrapped around the histone core can also get modified. And this is a very important concept because these modifications are responsible for the organization of the chromatin. So here, if I take the example of a phone book like this, so you see all the information in the book are organized with white page, yellow page, red page, and some tabs on the side. So all this is made so you can retrieve the information when you need it. So basically, the modifications that modify the histone tails and the DNA itself, some will relax the chromatin and allow gene expression, and some will compress or condense the chromatin and will repress gene expression. So the science that study these modifications is called epigenetics. So it comes from the word epi, that literally means on top, so on top of genetics. And here, something that is really important is that epigenetics it's not a science that study change in the underlying DNA sequence. We only study the modifications that are on top of the DNA. So in my lab, we are using a plant that is called Brachypodium. Okay, it's a small plant like this. It's a close relative to wheat and barley. And we try to find out which modifications are specifically involved in stress tolerance. And also we want to identify the modifiers that are involved that are involved in the deposition or the presence of these modifications. So these are the two big topics of the research in my lab. So thank you very much.